everyone. I guess I should join Mr. Giroux in saying morning. Mr. Radio, Miss Radio, how are you doing? It is good to have you all with us. We have beautiful guests with us who just enlightens us on so much history with us again today. I'm speaking with the lady I'm speaking of, Miss Kristen Miller Betts, the lady with the plan. She tells us so much about the Lucy Craft Laney Museum, and it amazes me how I can learn something different every time she comes. Miss Betts, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so very much for once again giving me the opportunity to share our experience at Lucy Craft Laney Museum.
My pleasure. And I tell you what, that is some museum. You'll have so much going on there. Miss Betts, I know you've done this before, but just for the benefit of the people who may be catching us together for the first time, would you tell them something about Miss Christine Miller Betts, what life has been like for you, kind of summarize your adult life, travels and all of that, what brought you to Augusta, and segue into what you're doing at the museum and what it's about.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, I am from North Carolina. I was born into a big family, had six girls and four boys, and we lived on a farm.
Interesting.
And we went, I was the oldest, and we went to school in a one-room schoolhouse. My first day in school, I noticed just this really small room with about 15 children, and we had a stove, one of those stoves that you put coal in and keep the room warm.
When they call it what, a potbelly stove?
Yes. And so that's what we had. And our parents fed us in the morning, of course, gave us a good breakfast. But at lunchtime, we got a special lunch every day. And my parents didn't have to bring food for us. The state had a certain amount of money that they set aside for the children in school.
Okay.
And my father was a farmer, of course. And one of the things that I always remember and I always enjoy is that my father had a garden always. And my mother, she was an excellent, excellent cook. And we had all the food that we could possibly eat. And we had beautiful, beautiful plants. And it reminds me a lot of the museum. We have a beautiful garden in the museum. And, of course, we have seasons. Well, my father, we had seasons, too, in his farm, or on his farm. And most of the time that we had to be concerned about food was when we were able to go to the garden, or we would be able to pick up like potatoes. My father grew sweet potatoes.
Ah, interesting.
And so when the sweet potatoes were harvested, he would put them on top of a straw pile, and then he would put the potatoes on top of that pile, then he would put straw on it, and then he put dirt on top of that. And that secured the crop for sweet potatoes.
Interesting.
And they put a little hole on the side, and my mother would reach, or he would reach into that little cave-like, and he would pull out, or she would pull out sweet potatoes. She would make wonderful sweet potato pies. She would also, we had baked potatoes, baked sweet potatoes. And she would take some of those, now this is the winter time.
Okay.
And so she would have the baked potatoes ready for us. And as time went past, my mother, during the spring and the summer, she canned, that's what we call it.
She canned. Put them in the jars.
And we put them, and we would all pick butter beans, peas, all kinds of things. And
so you had quite a variety of food in that.
Oh, yes. We never had to go to the grocery store. Mm. And every once in a while, my dad would bring a loaf of bread. But it wasn't one of those things that we had to have every day, like mm-hmm. many children have to do. Because right. my mother made biscuits.
Interesting. Yeah. From scratch.
From scratch. That's
all right. She could cook.
She could cook very well. But getting back to the canon, or every year when we had a crop, or we had a crop of butter beans, mm-hmm. a lima bean, she would put them in jars, and she stored them away. We didn't eat those until winter. We gotcha. Did that during the season. And, it was so beautiful.
So the winters when they were actually ripe?
Yeah, they were in the jar. Uh-huh. They were already, like, let me give you an example, was in the spring. We got lima beans.
Okay.
And we got tomatoes. She would put them in the jars, and she would put them on the shelves. And it was so beautiful because everyone had a different color. Every type had a different color. So when the winter came, we already had our food. My father didn't have to go to a store or any place to get very much of anything. And so that was really, really nice. And I went back when I told you about the garden. I always remember the garden.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a lot of seeds or anything. They just seeded themselves, like zinnias.
Okay.
And it's really interesting because it's sort of fascinating because on Laney Walker, on Phillip Street in the Laney Walker district, mm-hmm. some of the people do the same thing. They have the zinnias. Yeah, the next year, they, in the spring, the seeds come up again. Mm. And I was looking this morning as I passed by one of the homes, and the zinnias were beginning to sort of dry. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they would take a rake and pull the seeds out, and then they would put them in bags. But most of the time, they didn't have to do that because the seeds just stayed in the ground.
Actually, all year round.
All year round.
Wow.
But they burst into little plants in the spring, and then later they had these lovely, lovely blooms. Mm. And there's one lady that's on our street. She has the nicest garden. Well, actually, there are about two or three that have a nice garden. And so when I go down the street, I always look forward to their spring garden. And we have a garden, too, at the museum.
Zinnias included?
No, we don't have any zinnias. What happened with the Lucy Craft Laney Museum, when we opened the museum, we knew that we had to do something about the yard.
Okay.
And so what we did was we identified plants that would be in the museum, on the museum grounds, where Miss Laney was living. Mm-hmm. And there was an elderly man who was at Bethel Church, I think, where he was. And he would come to the museum, and he would talk to us about flowers. And so he shared with us what was available of what we should use and what we should not use.
Okay.
However, a little later on, one of the florists, one of the groups, did our yard. They came in and did a beautiful job of making sure that our yard was what Miss Laney would like for it to be. And later on, we had a young man who was there, and he really loved plants as well. And we had a fountain, and the kids loved it. We had in the back, we had an area where we had a bench, and we had another little fountain on the back side. And the children could come in, and they still can, because we still have the herbs in the back, and they can pull them out. And at the beginning, when we were doing that, they said, oh, the mothers would say, oh, you can't do that, you can't do that. So when we were working in the yard, I showed the children the plants that they could choose to pull from the yard, like the herbs and some of the roses and things like that. And they would get so tickled when their parents came in. And their parents said, "Don't break the blooms off." And said, "Miss Bette said, we can do that." So we can do that. And they had a lot of fun in the back of the yard, which is really nice for the children, is that if we want to have an art class, for example, we can just put the easel out on the back, on the grounds in the back, and they can paint.
Awesome.
And now we have the, and we'll continue to do that. However, now our Children's Academy is back on us. You have to come see it. It's beautiful. And they have, we have easels and everything. The kids come back and they're a little more professional in terms of, and we have absolutely good, great artists. And so it's a lot of fun for them. This year, the last year, 2 years ago now, the Rotary Club gave us a little money and it allowed us to re-look at what the garden should be. And it's beautiful, beautifully done.
I got to come by and see that. When we come back, Miss Betts, would you, because you're kind of getting us kind of excited about gardening and farming, I imagine that there are quite a few people out there who are saying, "Oh, wow, you know, I kind of remember when my grandfather or my dad had a farm." When we come back, could you tell us a little bit more about that farm? And you know, one of the things I'm going to want to find out.
What is that?
Whether you and your siblings helped out on that farm.
Y'all, I'll share that with you.
Stay with us. You'll get the story in just a few. Miss Betts and I will be right back.
Okay.